My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It is a Patriots Monday on a tie Tuesday, and we will get to talk with Jerod Mayo about the collaborative decision to start Jacoby Brissett over Drake May when he joins us at around 8:20 this morning, and then Ty Law at 9. Before we get to They Said It, my lead this morning. And you may want to leave the room for this one, Queen. So I, like all of you, up until this morning, could not wait for the start of the NFL season.
Mm-hmm.
We are a couple sleeps away from Thursday night, 61 hours plus a little bit to be exact, and the NFL season is back. We all wait for it. As soon as the Super Bowl is over, we immediately start to wait for it. There is, unfortunately for me, one person and one person only.
Oh, Ken?
Not Ken Lear.
Oh.
One person who is going to ruin the NFL season for me. And I realized it this morning when I heard Patrick Mahomes over the weekend discussing a play that you may see the Chiefs run on Thursday night, which apparently is a play that was designed for them by Taylor Swift.
Okay. Yep. I wonder who's getting the ball.
I have had it up to here. I've had it up to my double chins.
Oh, stop. You look great.
With hearing about her effect on the NFL, I am done with hearing about her. If I have to hear her name again, I am going to take a tailgate shish kebab skewer and stick it in my eye directly. Here is Patrick Mahomes on the Taylor Swift play.
I think it's been cool to see the girls and the women that have really embraced watching football. And it being a girl dad, how cool it is for me. Yeah. I mean, to see like these little girls, these daughters, and how much they're loving and spending time with their dad watching football. And then meeting Taylor and realize how genuine and cool she is. She's really interested in football, and she asks a lot of great questions. She's already drawing up plays, so we might have to put one in.
Okay.
Does anybody believe this nonsense?
No.
She's drawing plays up. All I hear is she's a billionaire. She's the busiest woman in the world.
Yeah. Right.
She's drawing plays up, and
all
they
right,
might
Kayla.
Put one in yeah. on Thursday night.
Greg. She's relating to her boyfriend,
okay.
and some call that love.
Okay.
Or Taylor Swift just knows ball.
Yep. Also
okay.
true.
Okay.
And everybody was like, this girl's never watched a football game in her life. Well, here you go.
I mean, enough of this.
You think she's a big fan of the Wham block?
Can we please? I get it. It's nice. She got some people to watch football who apparently weren't watching before. I don't know who they were because every single human being in the gen pop of the world loves football. So I great. These people are watching and they're waiting for a play that she designed. I just got it. And stop lying to us. Like, we're not that dumb. We're not that naive. She didn't design a play that the Kansas City Chiefs are going to use on opening night in the NFL. I'm sorry.
I don't believe it. Greg, you've seen Andy Reid run a ring around the rosy in the huddle. I think Taylor Swift could draw something up and he'd use it.
I don't think Andy Reid has run in a very long time.
All right. Well,
I believe it.
Yep.
Are you ready for T-Swift jet sweep or whatever it is?
Yeah. It's going to be Travis.
I thought you were going to go, are you ready for it?
It's called the T-Swift private jet sweep. Yeah. Okay? That's what it's called. All right.
It's called You Go Green, I'm Going to Fly a PJ.
Let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, time for a quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend. And there's a lot to get through this morning, Shine. Where do you want to start?
Well, Greg, I think we begin with Aaron Rodgers. He was asked, you know, how far he thinks this Jets team can go. How good can they be? Well, Aaron Rodgers went on a bit of a soliloquy, and here is part of that.
I think the feeling is that everybody knows in training camp there's 32 teams playing, but there's not 32 teams that could win the championship. But in the end, it's usually the best teams that are there, and there's usually, you know, 6 to 12, 8 to 12 of those teams. And whether you want to admit it or not, in camp, everybody kind of knows in the back of their mind whether or not they're one of those 8 to 12 teams. We are one of those 8 to 12 teams. Everybody knows it. Our defense is going to be a top 10 defense for sure. Offensively, we have the ability and the talent to be a top 10 offense. You know, so we're going to be there come December playing for a spot in the playoffs, and then once we get in, we'll be playing for a spot in that final two. So I love our chances. Know it's going to be a successful season for us. Obviously, we're praying for some good health, but we have the talent and ability to be one of the last two teams standing.
Okay.
He ain't lying. They got talent, man.
He heard all of the, you know, anonymous polls that came out saying that they are in shambles, and he decided to make a big claim. Okay. I'm with Curtis. I think Curtis was spot on with this one.
He ain't lying. Their D is legit. They could be, he said top 10, right? They could be a legit top 3 defense. I mean, they got one of the best corners in the league in Sauce Gardner. Their defensive line is legit.
They need Hassan Reddick to show up.
Anchored by Quinn and Williams. They're legit offensively.
How many years?
Breece Hall.
You think they could be top 3?
Defense? Yes. Their D is legit, man. I mean, just looking at their defense, they're going to cause some problems.
Curtis, what were you saying?
Look at how many times Aaron Rodgers lost to an inferior playoff team.
I ain't say they're getting to the Super Bowl.
Rex Grossman and Aaron Rodgers have won the same amount of NFC championships. One. The guy with that skill set on those Packers teams has been to a single Super Bowl. And because of Tom Brady, we all think everybody hits 40 and they find the fountain of youth. Aaron Rodgers is going to play like a 40-year-old.
But here's the difference, though. Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes, in my opinion, the only two that have proven that they can take teams that their defenses aren't great, throw them on their shoulders and carry them. When Aaron Rodgers was in Green Bay, his defenses weren't great. But he wasn't the type of quarterback, even though he's a great quarterback, to throw the team on his back and carry his team throughout the postseason. So if you can put him with a legit defense and you then say, okay, you don't have to carry the football team.
But can you see them or anybody beating the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game?
I think a lot of people could see... A couple of my boys, my boy Danny's picking Baltimore. I think there are people out there that think this is Baltimore.
Shine loves Baltimore.
I do. I absolutely do. I can't deny the Lamar doesn't win in the playoffs things. The numbers are what the numbers are, but at the same time, I absolutely love that team. I think that team is loaded.
I'm not betting against Mahomes until he loses. I mean, he's in that Brady world of, like, I'm not betting against them, but I think you look at Baltimore is a team where people will pick to come out of the AFC. There might be some people that pick the Jets.
If it's Jets, Chiefs, AFC Championship, I'm going to go to Greece for a month.
Well, you were just there.
I know. It was so lovely.
It was weird. You were wearing a wig, the guy said.
It's a toupee. Thank you very much.
That's it.
Baklava for everyone.
It'll be interesting.
I mean, back to the division. It's them or Buffalo, as far as I'm concerned.
People be sleeping on Josh Allen right now. Everybody thinks he's overrated. Yeah. He is like the clear-cut number two quarterback in football, and I think he's going to show everybody why.
And don't sleep on Miami. I think the AFC East could be the best division in the NFL.
And that's one thing that was the underrated elixir or the secret sauce for the Patriots for two decades, the fact that the division sucked.
Yeah.
You know, it's difficult to really have a dominant season when you're playing the Bills and the Dolphins four times.
Texter says Miami, Rhode Island Texter says Miami is the best team in the division by far.
Well, but couldn't you say?
Well, it says Tua and the Dolphins beat the Jets 30-0 without Tyreek Hill.
But people could make the argument that Miami could be the best team, that the Jets could be the best team, that Buffalo. When you start to look at the other divisions in the NFL, the AFC East, in my opinion, hands down, you can make an argument for all three of those teams. I think
all three make the playoffs.
I think there's one team in. Yeah, that's a good point. I think when you look at some of those other divisions, maybe there's a. In the AFC North, right? It's really Baltimore. Maybe Cincinnati. I don't think anybody's going to say Cleveland or. Why am I drawing a blank? Who else? Oh, Pittsburgh.
And in the AFC West, it's literally just the Chiefs.
Right.
Maybe the Chargers if you believe in Jim Harbaugh.
In the South, it's what? The Colts and the Texans? So. And that's why I said for New England, you asked this question, and Curtis, you weren't here, but Andy Hart brought this up. There's a chance the Pats might not win a game.
Oh, come on.
I'm telling you, look at their schedule. I think they will because the last team that didn't win a game was, what, the Detroit Lions when they...
Correct.
But their schedule's tough, and there's going to be some...
Can you imagine?
I can't. What is this, 92 all over again? What, they win one game in 92 before they got Bledsoe?
Yeah, it was the year Dale called the games. They went 1-15.
All right. We should take a quick break and then continue with They Said It, if you don't mind, Shy.
That sounds great, Greg. Okay. I love that plan.
All right, because we have a lot to get to when it comes to what was said over this long Labor Day weekend. The end of summer is upon us.
Fall is here, baby.
Oh, it's your season.
It is.
Oh, yes, it is.
It is. This morning, waking up, I was like, ooh, chilly.
Did you get a pumpkin latte?
Yeah, I bought myself like a little utility jacket over the weekend.
Oh,
can't wait for it to arrive.
That's so exciting.
Utility jacket? What is it? Like,
like a
Swiss Army knife?
Jacket. Those are hot right now.
A bond jacket?
Yeah, right. Or a chore jacket. There's three different definitions.
It's weird. She bought it with
the nuts.
the chest portion of the fabric cut out.
Oh, yes. God.
It's weird.
The new me.
Greg, can I sound like you for a second?
Yes.
When did we put Halloween candy in stores in August?
That's a great question.
Love that.
And also, when did every single item that is available for purchase at any kind of store have something pumpkin in it? Like I saw pumpkin M&Ms this morning.
Oh.
That's
I don't know if I'd like that.
Hard pass.
No, thank you, right?
Yeah, they are trying to push the pumpkin on everything.
Yeah. It's Curtis is right.
I mean, we have two whole months before Halloween.
Yes.
They started right early now.
They come quick. It comes quick, though.
Yeah. All right. We'll continue with They Said It after Courtney and what is trending this hour.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The show is full of winners in college football this morning. Number one, Georgia Bulldogs. They took down Clemson easy, 34-3 on Saturday. Did you watch, Wig?
No, because I was up. I kind of like just watched on the phone as far as the updates and everything. For Georgia, it's really going to be about Carson Beck, their quarterback. At halftime, it was, 6-0 were up. If he plays well, Georgia's always going to be right there in the mix. So.
They're so good, Wiggy. Yeah, it's got to be good.
Kirby knows how to recruit down there.
He sure does.
BC, if you want to take a page out of Kirby Smart's book, lower your standards. Lower them.
Well, BC went to Tallahassee to take down FSU last night. 28-13 was the final there. A crazy story.
Do you two Eagles, want to answer the naysayers and the critics who say that you two are way too excited about a win over a bad football team.
All I'll say is it must suck being miserable because I'm sorry. Give us something. Give us something. They just Florida State came in here. Wiggy said it. Number 10, ranked number 10. The fact that they went to tell.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Tallahassee, and if you've never been to Tallahassee, if you've never watched an FSU football game on their home field, they're not turf, it's grass, then you do not understand how loud that place gets and how crazy those fans
tough
are.
Tough environment to win a football game.
Tough.
And not to mention, after Florida State lost to Georgia Tech, I said to Ken, no shot now. Because that was the Florida State season.
Right.
I mean, 17-point underdogs. I'm sorry. The Bill O'Brien era is off and running, and I will not be told to not be excited.
And the thing about this game, for all you Eagles fans out there, and people say, if you look at the Georgia Tech-Florida State game, you know, it was close the whole game. BC dominated from beginning to end in every aspect. Yep. And Florida State didn't stand a chance in this game. So
I wasn't nervous at all from start to finish. They just came out looking so good. And the best part about this, you look at this team, they haven't had a confidence boost like this in forever.
Yeah,
so
good for them.
Moving forward for them, they know they can beat a team like FSU. They're going to look... Oh, I'm so excited.
There you go.
So, crazy story for the 49ers. Rookie wide receiver Ricky Pearsall is out of the hospital after being shot in the chest during an attempted robbery Saturday afternoon. Pearsall's mom said on Sunday in a social media post that the bullet exited out her son's back, missed vital organs, adding that he is extremely lucky. The Patriots announced their captains, David Andrews, Juwan Bentley, Jacoby Brissett, Dietrich Wise, Jabril Peppers, and Joe Cardona will be your captains when the Pats take on the Bengals on Sunday. The Red Sox dropped one to the Mets 4-1 yesterday. Brian Baio went 5 innings, giving up 4 runs on 7 hits while striking out 4. They've got another one with the Mets tonight. First pitch at 7:10 with Cutter Crawford getting the start. You can hang out with Coop at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Lumer Loney have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network.
Curtis, what's the magic number for the Sox?
Pi.
Okay.
What happened to them? After the trade deadline, you know, people were, there was a little excitement in the air for the moves that they made, whether they were, you know, mid-level moves or not, but.
Who's Thursday this week? Do we have Sam?
We had Sam in your absence, I think it's Craig Breslow with us on Thursday.
This team is, it looks like they giving up.
Yeah. That is what's trending. Here is Curtis back and better than ever with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It's sunny in Chestnut Hill and it's sunny in Boston. 54 degrees, sunny skies, gorgeous fall afternoon day, highs in the mid-70s.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.